Jaguars were back at home hoping to break a six-game losing streak, but in the end, their streak continued. Hi, everybody. Brian Sexton with your rapid recap. The Jaguars fall to the Denver Broncos 20-10, and the streak now is seven straight losses, but it's turnovers and penalties and pick sixes and mistakes and, well, the Jaguars just can't seem to get out of their own way on offense, and the frustration is more than evident.
It's the biggest nightmare possible. But, I mean, what are you going to do about it? You can't sit there in a corner and pout. You can't, you know, blame people. You can't feel sorry for yourself because I think all that's going to do is affect the way I play. You know, you got to stay true to what we do and what we believe in and go through the process. And, you know, for me, it's obviously still trying to take care of the ball.
Whenever it's around a seven-point game, man, that's on us. You know, we gotta find a way. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I know it's getting redundant, and that's been the whole thing. But I mean, we gotta figure it somehow.
You know, I know the question was asked. Do you think they'll come back next week? Well, they came. I felt like they came back this week. Do you think they'll come back next week? Yes, I do. That's who they are. They'll work their tails off, and they'll come back, and they're going to learn from this. And I truly believe these things that this team is going through will only benefit them.
The real trouble is the defense played lights out. They held the Broncos to only 206 total yards. The Broncos were only 1 of 13 on fourth down. They only scored 10 points. Four times in the fourth quarter, the defense forced the Broncos to punt, and yet the Jaguars' offense couldn't get anything done. Now, people from the outside looking in are going to say, how long can the defense get the offenses back? How long until the locker room fractures? The Jaguars say that won't happen.
Everybody understands that we have a job to do. Defense understands we let them score 10 points. If we let them score 10 points, we would have won. So it is what it is. You know, I think we all have to look at ourselves in the mirror and be judgmental. And we can't look at anybody else because, you know, we don't know what they go through or what they've been through or how they're playing. So I think we'll let offense deal with offense, defense deal with defense, special teams deal with special teams, and we'll come together.
So heading into the final month of the season, the Jaguars find themselves at 2-10 to host the Minnesota Vikings next week. The Jaguars fall 20-10, have lost seven in a row. With your rapid recap, I'm Brian Sexton.